Blog Talk Radio.
And that is a difference in the word until. and the word unto. Oh Lord, and that word until me, to the point. But the word unto me beyond the point.
And what he was saying tonight, this is crossover, I rest of beyond the point. The dash is born, and that dash is when you die physically. And it means that when you come into this world, God has something for you to do. As we cross over tonight, Ashe, our ancestors, we want to let you know death is just another part of living, and understand that. And when we get ready to go to the next level, you have to be able to open up. I'm praying tonight for those that lost life in Illinois, those that were in Missouri, those that was in Tennessee, all the places that Nader went. There's no secret what God can do. Tonight, as I pray for you tonight, this is the last month of the year. It's time for you to look and say, Lord, what I want, what you want me to do. Some of you not going to be here. Those people, they thought they were getting ready for Christmas. They ain't got no house, nowhere to stay. But God is still in control. I say our ancestors, and we reaching out, crossing over with the ancestors tonight. I feel energy, and I feel psychic power, and I feel spiritual power, and I feel the word of God is teaching us and learning us tonight. As I cross over tonight, I got some scripture here to read. It might help you in your journey, because this is a journey that we in. And you don't have to be afraid of it, but it's a journey. And we're taking this journey. See, when you read John 11, 1 and 44, Jesus called Lazarus back from the dead after he had been dead for 3 days. What did that tell us? That tells us that God is the God of the living and the dead. My grandmother used to tell me, Mary, folks dead know what you're doing. You don't know what they're doing, but they know what you're doing. And grandma always said that. I want you tonight to get ready for God to bring you to another level. The lady was on her way with her son. It was a funeral ceremony. She was carrying to the graveyard. Guess what? She met Jesus. Jesus turned around, prayed for her son was healed. Thank you, kind spirit. I want you to know tonight, all the people came to see Jesus. They got healed. Blind, lame, whatever. They came after Jesus healed all of them. The disciples said, Jesus, there's so many people here. What are we going to do? Jesus said, bring the lad with the bread and the fish. And he fed 5,000. That's the Bible. And you can read it in Matthew, St. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 14 through 21. All things are possible for those that believe. And I believe right now that the ancestors, that means that your mama, your daddy that lost, they know what you're doing, and they try to let you know. If you ain't spiritual, you don't know. I was telling the young lady, I said, your father told me to tell you, you're going to be all right. Another lady called me. She's a bishop. I lost my mother. I said, you didn't lost her. You found her because she come in you. When you move, that's your DNA. Her spirit come. Try the spirit by the spirit, and the spirit will carry you to the next level. I want to say to you tonight, as we cross over with the ancestors, maybe this is the last of the year. I'm going to take time out. If you want to raise your hand, and all you got to raise your hand, when you raise your hand, I see your hand up, you want to ask a question about your ancestor. I want to tell you, Brother Jerry, your mother and daddy's together, and they say you got to work on what you need to work on. But it's a question that you want to ask. Now, some of you said, Bishop, I want to know, will I be here next year? God, know your heart. You have not because you ask not. I wish I had some saints in the house. I wish I had some people. Revelation, and I'm just looking at this, Revelation 7:7. Spirit just brought me there when I was talking. Job 33, Psalm 14:33. I want you to get ready for a blessing for next year. Now, your business going to go. I got Mary and Mary cake business. I got Sister Delta Walker with her financial business. If you buying a house or you're retiring, you need to invest your money, you need to call Delta. And then you got Sister Walker. She got sea moss and all kind of herbs that you need to heal your body. With this COVID stuff going on, you need more than a shot. You need faith in God, and you need a little herb to clean your system out. And Sister Kim in Detroit, she got all type of water, alkaline water, or she got all kind of water, spring water, and you can get that to start cleansing your body. We're talking about Ashe, Ashe, struggle with ancestors. Now, I see somebody hand up. I want to tell you, okay, 50-50, your hand's up. Now, I want you to read Psalms 27 and Psalms 30. Now, you want to know about your brother that died in Vietnam. I want to tell you, talking about James, is that right? Okay, James. James wants you to know that he wants you to continue in your church work. And, you know, James said that because that divorce you got kind of let you down. But he said his spirit been walking with you ever since he crossed over. You felt him. That was him. I feel his. He said, all is well. He said, you need to change from the car you got. And that car too small. So you need to get a larger vehicle. And it's just more safer for you. Okay. And he wants you to go back and get your degree. You was halfway there. The marriage messed you up. But he wants you to go on and get your degree. Ashe, Ashe. Thank you. That's for you. Now, I see somebody hands up. 5393, your hands up. I'm going to open your line up and see what you want to ask. I'm talking to the ancestor tonight. Did you want to ask something? Okay, now I see that. Whatever you need, God got what you need. I'm going to Detroit. I'm talking to A138, Psalms 12, and Psalms 36. Your mother told me to tell you tonight there's two new babies coming in your family, and she said that your body is healthy. And you don't even got to worry and stop worrying so much. You are a helper. Now, I want to ask her what you want to tell Mary personally that Spirit comes around you. Thank you, kind Spirit. And she said, all is well. And she got two of your sisters. She got to shut them up because they want to talk. But they ain't qualified to talk. They have not been in the spirit world long enough to talk to somebody in the physical world. Thank you. Pearl. She's laughing about Pearl. She said, Bishop, tell Pearl, I want to read Psalms 38 and Psalm 50, and I want her to stop complaining. She going to be all right, and it's not her time to stop worrying, and she's going to be all right. If you want to ask the question tonight, I say, I'm going to play a record. Maybe you can press one on your phone. Because I see a lot of people that need to ask questions. I got one more question. I got one more lady here. 7171. She's out in California. That's the last number. I want to tell you that I see what's happening for you. I feel that your husband, you've been living in the Bay Area, and he said there's a house in Berkeley, and you need to move from the Bay Area up to Berkeley. And he said that's the sell that house and move that house, and don't worry about your two sons. He said they'll be all right. And he wanted to tell me to tell you, tell Junior to come off of them drugs and tell him that he said so. And he's trying to hide it from you. He wants you to tell him to come off of him. I say. Thank you, kind spirits. Tonight, I'm reaching out in the spirit realm that's gone on. Walk around. Okay. God bless you tonight, Perry. Sam, I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Lottie. Angela, Jean said it's going to be all right. Sam, don't worry. That doesn't warm up for you. I'm praying tonight for those that lost lives. And I think I pray right now, Father God, we come right now, touch those people that lost loved ones in the tornado, those that have flood in California and fire. God, we're asking you to take us over to 2022, divine healing for 2022. Bless somebody tonight that can't rest. They're upset. Young man that crossed up, I want the spirit to heal his body. I say. God, right now, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, your God, all is well. Give it to God. It ain't your fight. It's God's fight. If you stand in the will of God tonight, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying tonight for your healing and your deliverance right now. Yes, Lord. Proverbs 22 and 7. I feel the anointing. God is touching somebody right now. You can't touch him, but God can touch him. Revelation chapter 13, read that whole chapter. That's a blessing in that for you. This is the last month of the year. This is the last month of the year, and I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. And I want to tell you, all sickness, I curse it, move it, and I call on the ancestors. I say, that come to deliver you. And them that got a question to ask, I want to tell Pearl, all is well. Janice, I see your number up, and I want to let you know, your husband is in the spirit world. He said you should have kept the house, and I know they were fighting you, but you did what you had to do. But he said he got it for you. See, sometimes you have to wait on the spirit to talk to you and move you to the next level. And once the spirit move you to the next level, it opens a door for you. Sister Pam, God bless you. As I look at you, I want to tell you, your mother come with her arm folded. They don't want you to give up. And right now you're going through a marriage situation. She said it'll be over next year. And you ain't got no words. Just wait on God. And she telling me some things gonna happen that you'll be free. I say, and I won't take it back. Don't forget my prophecy book for 2022. Now, you need to have my book, The Miracles of Jesus. You need to have that in your library. You need to have The Miracles of Jesus. And when I get it, I'm going to autograph it and give you a prophecy that's going on. Now, I want to tell you tonight, as I cross over, some of you need a private consultation where things can work for you. And those that are in business, God's going to open up your business. Well, Bishop, I don't know. Yes, your business is going to work for you. Now, I want to tell you, Sister Mary Hawkins, your mother is in the kitchen. And she told you to get busy. Ever since you retired from your other job, she wants you to go into your own business. And 2022, I don't care what you say, you got to do that. God bless you. And your friend, I got a spirit for him that he can get totally healed. God's going to heal his body from what that condition is, something he drunk, something that messed with him. And the woman that put it on him, she dead. So God's going to take it off of him. I say. Thank you, God. I'm going to leave that alone. When he called me, I'll tell him much about that situation. I just want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. And for doors to open up for you, God can do anything but fail.
Speak unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And that is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord, and
now you ain't got to wait to die to be faithful to God. You be faithful to God now. And whatever going on in your life, God will touch your family and you. Some of you need to see. Good God Almighty, you need to see for that problem. God, I'm seeing for my healing. I'm seeing for my home. I'm seeding for my marriage. I'm seeding for God to give me a clear mind. Because a lot of the people's mind is messed up. That's what the ancestor told me. Ashe, ashe. So as I look at you tonight, I want to let you know God is able, your body, mind, soul. I'm going to say that this is the last, and tomorrow night, I'm crossing over again. If you need to write something down, and you can tell me tomorrow and ask the question, you can call me earlier at my number and call me, and I will tell you, let me get his number to you. Well, you might need to call me, Mr. Bishop, and listen to the show, and I will tell you what property is. 708-582-0372. Now, you might want to ask me something. I want the young lady, I ain't going to call her name, to call me and say her panties was on fire in the bed. That's what she dreamed. And I want to tell you, that's some sickness through a relationship. So whatever that relationship is going on, you need to leave it alone. And I want to say this, tomorrow night, I'm going to interpret dreams. If you got a dream, write it down. I'm going to interpret the dream on now. Glory, hallelujah. Through the stream. So if you got a dream, tell me about it tomorrow. And I'm going to interpret your dream and tell you what it means. It might mean for you to move. It might mean for you to live. And then it might mean for you to die. And and I'm going to tell you what you need to do in the scripture in order to meet the need of that dream. I'm crossing over there. If you want to talk to mama, sister, brother, whoever going on the other side, I'm in the anointed, glory, hallelujah, tonight. What my shut down? I'm in the Holy Ghost that I can tell you right now. I'm seeing something about Willa. Willa, I don't know where you at, but I say it's going to be all right. I'm seeing Inez Parker and Neville Parker. This is son and mama coming to you, Chelsea. They want you to move to a new house, set your business up in that house. And it's got to be a big house. I share. And go to the water with some roses. And as you make that offering to the water, you're going to see your great-grandmother, you're going to see your father's grandmother, and then you're going to see your grandmother on your mother's side, those three coming to you, Ashe. And this is the month for you to do it. Glory, hallelujah. I feel the energy of the ancestors tonight. Somebody needs to know something, somebody's word. And you done tried everything. You need to reach out to the spirit world. Grandma, you can tell me. The living don't know what the dead doing, but the dead know what the living doing. Ashe. And I just want to say that to you tonight. And I hear in the spirit, somebody say, I feel good, good, good. Something about Jesus make me feel good. And that's what your grandmother's saying and told me to tell you, don't drop out of college. Stay you need. It's gonna precede you. Thank you. I want to pray for you, Joanne. They say you're scared that you got the COVID, but I'm gonna tell you, if you let go, your healing will come tonight. You ain't taking no shots. Prayer. The strongest thing on the universe is prayer, people. If you pray, God gonna get. I know they said to them. Now, I'm going past the science and the doctor. Dr. Jesus, Dr. Holy Spirit, if you change your diet, if you go into prayer, God will heal you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I want to say this tonight. I want you to get ready. Go to my website, thusfeedabrahamyolasite.com, and plant that seed for next year. The bishop my seed, because this is what I want to happen for me next year. And I'm going to pray for you. I want you to get a letter to me next year, because we're going to the burning bowl. And all those evil things, we can bring. It's a lot of evil going on. Now I was talking to Bright Star. There's a lot of evil being released. In 2020, the demons came down. and all hell broke loose, and people have been dying. COVID, they shooting, kids going in school shooting. How that happened? Because of evil spirits. They've been worshiping evil spirits. And you've got to let go and let God. The killers in the school, people being shot down in the street. You say, what's wrong with these people? They possessed by the devil. 12 and 13, they had a little boy. He was 12 years old, jacking cars, putting pistols on people, taking cars. The police called him. They asked the police, how you learn how to drive? He said, I got on my computer. I learned how to drive on my computer. Now, y'all getting these kids Ouija board, you're getting them Facebook and getting them all this stuff. They learning how to rob and kill and steal. You wonder how they do it because they got X1. They got the box where they rob. They got the box. One boy was 12 years old. And from, I said from 12 up to 15, he been on the computer shooting. So he's a professional shooter. He been killing people on the internet. So it don't take nothing for him to shoot nobody in the street cold-blooded. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. Now, the parents got to take back their kids. Cut the TV off. Cut the internet off. Take the Xbox from them. And said, no, you can't do this in. And go back to sit at the table and eat and have prayer together. This what got to take place because the evil is among us. The evil has taken over our churches. Think about it. 12 and 13 shooting and killing. Here's a boy going to school. They found him in Ohio. He had 3 assault rifles. Failed him from school. He said, I'm going back and shoot the school up. And the kids called the FBI. The FBI went to the boy's house. They found a bucket of shell, a bucket of bullets, and 3 assault rifles. And he was 15 years old. Parents, what are you doing? What is the mom and daddy doing? These kids running the street at 12 and 1 o'clock at night. His guy is a boy 13 shooting at a police at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing out at 3 o'clock in the morning? Demon. The mama's scared of him. The dad is scared of him. The police gonna kill him because everybody's scared of him. But everybody ain't scared. What I'm telling you, the wages of sin is death. This is happening with black kids, white kids, all kids. This internet that messed our children up. This Xbox mess that messed up the Ouija board. And all kind of evil is hitting their mind because they listen to this stuff 24 hours. You sleep, they're in their room on the internet. They in the room shooting people on the internet. They on the internet driving cars and having wrecks and running people down in their room on that machine. I'm going to leave that alone, but that's what's happening. The ancestor told me that. That's what's going on. I just want to share that with you. Bob, I'm praying for you. Those that died in Vietnam and Korea. Then the lost loved one this month, last year, this year. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for your healing tonight. Tomorrow night, I'm asking your dreams. Now, I want to tell you this. Heaven. God bless you tonight. I see. Somebody want to ask a question? Oh, Robert, I got you. You can get the new truck. It ain't going to be no problem for you to get it. Thank you, kind spirit. Get ready for 2022. Get your mind ready. Get your life together, woman. Stop arguing and drinking. Put the dope down. Put the drugs down. Put the pills down. And let God direct your life. Let God direct you. Because he will. Tonight is your night, Ashe, Ashe. This is the last. I want you to know that. This is the last month. See, did you know the last month of the year? You ought to know. If it's the last month of the year, you ought to know what you asking God to do for you. Now, next year, my theme is divine healing. That means body, mind, soul, and spirit. I mean, God going to heal your mind, your body. God going to heal what's going on in your life. God going to do what next year, 2022, divine healing, the power of God taking your life over. Repent. The wages of sin is death. Whatever going on in your life, what happened last year is gone. God making a new man, a new woman in you. You get ready for the healing of your body. Somebody been had problems with their left knee. I rebuke that tonight. I say. Somebody been having problems with their eyes, their blood pressure. I rebuke that in the name of the Almighty God. Somebody told me, I'm looking at this young man. And this young man, the bishop, tell two daughters that whatever that was taken from them gonna be restored. Okay. Now I've been watching both of them in the spirit. I want to tell them that it's gonna be all right. They've been cut off, but they ain't cut off. And that's what he's saying. Glory, hallelujah. So I know something happening good. So you get ready for something good happen. And don't, you ain't got to be depressed about it. God got your back. And whatever door closed, God gonna open it up quick, fast. Somebody said in the hurry. God gonna do it in the hurry. And when God do it in the hurry, can't nobody stop it. Because God gonna do it in the hurry. And when he do it, he's gonna open up doors for you. And one more time, he brought us together where we would be able to understand body, mind, soul, and spirit. Revelation 12 and 7. Michael and his angels fought the devil. Y'all don't want to hear that. You got to get on the right side. You got to repent and stop holding jealousy. If some death going to fall, but you got to be able to say that if God be the glory, God going to keep you in the land of the living. Somebody ought to hear me. And when God, he keep you in the land of the living, because he got something for you to do. So you don't let the devil take you out. You let the devil go about his business, because God got your back. And God going to deliver you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I just want you to get ready for God to touch you and open a door for you. And he ain't stopping. God going to continue bless you. God going to continue open the door for you. See, one more time. See, when God bring you together, God ain't playing. God trying to tell you something, man. He trying to tell you that all is well. He trying to tell you, just hold on. Joy coming in the morning. Hold on. He done brought you this far. You talking about you can't get it. Now they got pills. Got everything, but they got everything but prayer. Ain't nobody said, let's go in prayer. Even the preacher shut the church down. They said, come on in, let's tarry till we can run this Eva out of the system. Chemtrails in the air. I say, we don't pray no more. We waiting on pills. But God has brought us together one more time in order to love and to joy. I just thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. Now, if you got something to say, press 1 on your phone. And if you want to ask a question by somebody in the spirit, their name, God will do the rest. That's all you got to do. Give me their name. God will do the rest. Some of you need a breakthrough. Some of you have been holding up and don't know why. I'm going to pray tonight. God forgive them on the air. If any evil around the moon, even if the death angel, Abaddon, I rebuke Abaddon from everyone that listened tonight. Let the Holy Ghost come in and touch them and their family. The power of the Holy Ghost come in right now. I wish somebody know that God is able to do it. I done tried everything. You done tried pills. You done got the COVID 2 or 3 times. Look, they were showing on TV where all the Bulls, the Chicago Bulls, they done took all the shots in the booster, and all of them still got it. But you know what happened? Ain't nobody praying. I want some people to begin to pray. Too good to pray. Look what happened down the... Some people down now ain't got nothing. What happened? The house gone, everything gone. Who ain't that bad? They got to pray. You got to thank God. And they getting help, but God, somebody forgot to pray. Somebody forgot to call on God. Somebody forgot to say, God be the glory, God be the strength. Let go and let God tonight. When you let God, he's going to break a yoke for you. And I'm asking you tonight, Ashay. Some of you say, well, Bishop, I don't know what's going on. Really, you don't know. You have not because you ask not. You got to free yourself. First, you got to know yourself to free yourself. Do you know yourself? Do you understand where you come from? Do you understand you come from a royal, rich family of the Almighty God, and if you treat the blood of Jesus, if you got the blood of Jesus, you healed because his blood is perfect. Glory, hallelujah. I wish somebody lift their hands up and say, I plead the blood right now in the name of the Father, the Son of God. I'm praying for you. I just got this message that God is breaking a yoke for you. You trying to move up on your job. You want a door to open up. God says, already done. Let go and let God. And then you got to understand, when you're talking about death is life, you got to understand, when you ask God, God going to give it to you quick, fast, and early. I'm praying for you, Regina, Renee. Regina, I just got a message from your mother. I got Regina, Renee. Renee, yo. Mother says she prays with you, but don't get upset and emotional. I see her and your daddy together, and they're walking towards you. And they said the animals, the two dogs, see them all the time. And they dream about them because they're spiritual. And Renee, it's another job open up for you. The spirit said, tarry there for a minute. God going to carry you to another level. Tanya Scott, God bless you. I see where all that the devil stole, God going to replace with a financial blessing, and there's a door open up for you. You're going to hear some news about something down south, but don't worry about it because God is already put his angels around you for the blessing. Glory, hallelujah. So you have to get ready for God to open that door for you. You've been looking for God to do something. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Somebody said, Bishop, I need a breakthrough. I know you need a breakthrough. Can't nobody give you a breakthrough but God. See, you know, people said so many people have died. The wages of sin is death. They give to God eternal life. What does that mean? You pray, and said, if it's God will, I'm going. If it ain't God will, I'm going to be him. And God, don't nobody know when you're going to die. The doctor told the lady, said, you'll be dead in 6 months. The doctor dead and the woman still living. God is the Alpha and the finisher. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And let God in and let God do something special for you. And God got your back. And all you got to do is let go tonight and let God move you to the next level that you want to get into. Some of you say, well, Bishop, I don't went for it, I can go. No, you let God open up the door for you. When God opens up the door for you, he's going to do something special for you. And when you open that door, it's going to be special.
Open eyes that we may
God, he will direct your path. And Rim Top's a wonderful, wonderful. Prophet Johnson saying all that ways in knowledge God. And Rim Cook used to say, stand up for God. And I want to tell you tonight that God is able to open that door up for you. And I just asked the court tonight, are you ready to render body, mind, soul, spirit?
Yeah!
bless you. That was Mary Frances that called me, said, Bishop, when you started playing that song, my whole cabinet just broke. The glasses broke. And I told her that's the yoke being broke off of her. She said, a whole cabinet in her kitchen just looked like something just pushed it over. I said, that's something cleaning you up, to clear your house up. Sometimes spirit comes. Sometimes when you play music, God brings things. I want you for next year to get the financial covenant from God. And I already invoked the spirit of Master Musa for your business. Now, I want to tell you, you need a cake cook for this for Christmas. Call Mary and Mary Cake Company. And you need some sea moss. Call Sister Walker. You need a colon therapy, a clean. Call Sister Bright Star, Sister Delta. You said, Bishop, I'm going to retire this month, this week, and you need to know your financial goals. You're going to buy a new house. You need to talk to a financial person where you can get at the right level, where you can get the right stuff. That's what you need to do, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I want to share that with you that God is able to open that door for you and get ready for the word touch you and for things. Okay, many, I see where you called. Psalm 53 and Psalm 48, get ready. Yes, you want to know, is it all right for you to move to Las Vegas?
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing